Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whittler Dibbs, can you lay out for a second?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. Something happened to me yesterday, Steiny, on the way to the car.
It is funny.
I don't want to snitch. Somebody we know, I ran into him walking down Market Street. And Steiny, would you consider you and myself good friends?
I would.
You came to Norm's party. You pulled up. Evan, too. But this is about you. And I had to defend you. But I'm like, no, the show. They go, goo, I don't like the way Steiny talks to you. But
who
I
said that?
That is, I can't give you the name. But I said to that person, I'd bring something out of them. My excitement on life, it angers him. But he's a good, I defended you.
Oh, thanks.
You hear that and say what?
I hear that and say, I'm not long for this business.
Like, people, I'm dude, okay. I am dude. The big dog of the show. I let Steiny do that.
Dude.
And he made it. He didn't do that. Like,
listen, it's wind down time for Steiny. Wind down. By the way, I didn't mention this yesterday. These words actually came out of Guru's mouth. Well, I swear to God, people. He looks at me and says, hey, Steiny, we got a fax machine?
Had to do something for Norm.
Steiny, we got a fax machine? I didn't even know how to answer. I just answered with the truth. I don't think so.
And the salespeople go, I'm a millennial, goo. I don't use a fax machine.
Yeah, I think I saw one right next to the telephone booth outside.
Dude, what are we doing? I don't know how to do all that. Put it on your phone.
Just print it out and hand it to Norm.
Because he said, son, can you fax? He tasked me to fax it. I did fax it, UPS store. Shout out UPS store. But boy, I guess you could fax from your iPhone too if you knew how to do it. Anyway,
there's a whole host of things I'll bet we could do.
That
if we
was
knew
provocative
how to do
early
it.
On, man.
What?
Just the Warriors in development. Like, Curry is yearning for somebody to take the throne.
Well, maybe.
Help us out. Like, seriously, well, it's maybe. Not because they don't want to.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
I think over the years, the Warriors stars have not been overly accommodating to young players wanting to emerge. It's like when Magic Johnson coached the Lakers for 6 days and said, I can't do it. These guys aren't on my level. I'm not. And I think the Warrior play a lot. Draymond and Steph, they talk all the time about how they know what championship looks like. And I just feel like if they don't think you look championship, they don't have a ton of time for you.
Wow.
And
I don't know where I'm at on that.
I'm just saying that the guys, the young players who have thrived here have all fit into a role that's no more than simply supporting the big three.
But Evan brought up Looney. He mastered it.
Yeah, as a role player. He mastered being a role player for a great team.
I think Looney would tell us, and he's been a part of the show, that's who I am.
Right. Right.
Like he's going to New Orleans to do what he did here. Keep possessions
alive. To be
alive.
A role player.
Guard Harden.
Why hasn't Kuminga developed into a star? Why wasn't Poole able to develop into a star here?
But, Steiny, I get you. But there's responsibility in Kuminga's world, too.
Right. Right. And there's responsibility that veterans have to younger players on the team
that
need to figure stuff out.
So when Dre said I hadn't talked to him.
Exactly.
That bothered my soul. That did.
Let's go to Tim in Raleigh.
Our man.
North Carolina, get us started. Hey, Tim, how you doing, buddy?
Happy 4th, baby.
Hey, Guru, after that beatdown you put on me 2 days ago, man, I had to be careful.
No, Tim, we're family. It wasn't a beatdown because you had some points.
I'm just letting you know I'm pro-Kuminga
with you too, man. That's all.
I know, man. You know I got love. Hey, but look, Steiny, you're hitting it on the head, man. Remember like 4 years ago I had called you and I said these guys had put like a cocoon around themselves and nobody could get in. And when you think about what you're saying, Steiny, it ain't even just Draymond, right? You remember the mouthpiece stepped through in the stands when Poole took the shot, right? He also got popped in the face. Klay had a problem with Poole. Remember Wiseman as a rookie getting cursed out on the camera for everybody to hear about it from Draymond, right? And then look at last year. Oh, the article came out. J.K. had the nerve to look off Steph. And then we hear about Steph asking for Gee to be in the game instead of J.K. Steiny, it's a lot of truth to what you're saying, brother. I mean, we've always kind of talked about that. And so, Guru, I'm with Steiny on that one. But I wanted to ask y'all a couple of things. Guru, with what you said about J.K., Tim Legler agrees with you, man. He said the same thing.
We got the sound, too. We're going to play it.
J.K. Yeah. Yeah, they need J.K. more than he need them. But then I wanted to ask y'all this, because it does seem behind the scenes, it's some teams trying to do some things, but it's what we're hearing, the Warriors don't really want Vucevic. The Warriors don't really want Malik Monk. The New Orleans is trying to do some stuff to get J.K. there. So it seems behind the scenes that they trying to do some things. How are y'all going to feel, Goo? How are we going to feel if that it is some winners for this guy? But the Warriors may be the one to hold it up and keep this guy held hostage here. I just think we can't. I'm tired of the beatdowns, and I'm tired of them talking out of both sides of their mouth. Let either renounce his rights and let him go or make something happen and let this man go somewhere. We all thinking that it ain't nobody that want him, and there's some guys that want him. But the Warriors may be the one to not make the deal, guys. So I want to know how y'all feel about that. But, Steiny, you hitting it on the head, man. We act like Steph this quiet boy, but Steph ain't ready to relinquish the damn thing yet, Guru. Because behind the scenes, he done kind of done some things, man, to let it be known that these guys need to stay in their place. Mm. It's just kind of been kept low because Draymond is so out there with his. But, yeah, man, if you remember, he got ejected for the game because of Poole taking a damn shot. And then they still win the game. I'm telling you, man, he's done some things behind the scenes to kind of make these young fellas feel a certain type of way. And so, Steiny, I agree with you, man, 100%.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the call.
Happy holiday.
Appreciate it.
I'll say this. The chef don't need me to defend him. What we do know what the chef is about, and I'll throw Dre in that for that matter, Tim, they're trying to win.
Okay, I'll take it a step further. When they had a player here who – emerged, went, and he had already emerged. He didn't feel at home. Kevin Durant.
Wow, man. But that was more Kerr. It wasn't, and I like that cocoon.
And you can think that, but this is where I'm not singling out any particular person. I'm talking about the click.
Shout out
Curry,
40.
Klay, Draymond, Kerr, Lacob, those are the guys who are apparently so demanding that it's hard for a player to come into his own. And somebody said, "Well, Steiny, what do you want them to do? You know, their dynasty coming to an end."
Yeah, and we got a guest coming up at 11 too, right, Steiny?
Keith Smith, contributor to Spotrac, and. He's on
him.
YouTube at the front office, the front office show, and he's a cap expert. He's going to be able to tell us why nothing's going on with Jonathan Kuminga at this point. But what I'm getting at is, you know, the Spurs had a big three, and they drafted Kawhi Leonard, and they groomed him to be the next star. You know, I think of the Pistons when Sally and Rodman came, and they were young players, and the Pistons needed that young energy, and they incorporated them.
Yeah,
and I don't know that I see the want to for the Warriors to accept more players into their group, which they hold in such high standards that it's hard for anybody to enter that group.
Now, I'll say this to that, because I think we're talking about Coach Kerr. Stoney, I'm being real, and people are going to come for me. Does Ty Jerome fit? Because I didn't know he could ball the way he could ball, but I can't say he didn't get the opportunity.
Right, he came off the bench, he had a role, and he filled his role-playing obligations with the Golden State Warriors. He wasn't a star. I'm talking about a player who could have emerged, and we're looking at 2028 and saying, you know what? No, is it a championship team? No. But I'll tell you what, we got a couple young players here that we like, and we'll see what they can do. And then if we need a star, we'll talk about it in free agency. Like, I the one thing that's always bothered me is people are saying, well, you know, Poole was never going to be Steph Curry. Well, no kidding.
He could be a part of my team.
But if you put together, if you had a core of Kuminga, you like Kuminga, you have Poole sitting there.
Yeah.
Moody's a role player. Now you go into the next ism, and sure, you're going to need more, but at least you have three or four young guys that you believe are willing or are able to take the next step.
Yeah. So, I got to make sure I'm hearing you right or I'm comprehending. That's also on the front office to get those talented guys that fit that module that you're talking about, like Jordan Poole.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But it's up to the players to accept these guys. Flaws, strengths, and everything in between, and try to win. And they did that with Poole before it went awry.
What about Pods? Even though the team's not winning the chip, how did he fit in?
He fit in because he does all the things that the big three don't do. Like, he's a dirty work guard.
Yeah.
Right. That'll get you on the court. But what won't get you on the court is a guy who maybe just scores. I mean, Pods is playing because
I give him all the credit in the world, man.
Right, right. Give him credit for this. You know why Pods is playing? Kerr told you why Pods is playing. He's a connector. That's all he is. He's a connector. That's huge. It's not huge if you're looking for your next big boy player. Like, because it ain't going to be Pods if you view him as a connector. It's not going to be Moody if he's simply out there to bring out the best in other players.
So with that said, where are you at? And I ask you every day, can that change for Kuminga here?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it can.
I like Malik Monk, but that ain't – no, I'm not sacrificing Kuminga, what I believe is – on the horizon in his future for guys like that, man. I'm just not.
Yeah, I think.
So do you think
there's too much water under the bridge with Kuminga? Mm. Here's that Legler sound that Tim and Guru referenced.
I think that the Warriors need Jonathan Kuminga more than he needs them. And here's what I mean by that. Mm. Where are the athletes on this team? He does represent an athletic wing. The guy does have something from a skill standpoint and just a physical standpoint they don't have on their roster. I understand he's got warts. I know that. They wish he was a little bit more locked in, like defensively with his concentration. They wish that he was more consistent with his rebounding effort. I get all of that. The guy has played almost 6,000 minutes for the Golden State Warriors, and he's still auditioning. I think at some point you've got to come to the realization it's not going to happen for him in Golden State, where he's going to break through. And guess what? It might not happen somewhere else either, but I think Jonathan Kuminga, to find out, I think he needs to go somewhere where he doesn't have such cynicism looking at him all the time,
right,
waiting for the bad habits to crop themselves so he can go back to the bench. That's what I mean by that. They need him. They need the physical specimen that he is. He needs a fresh start somewhere else to see what this guy can actually become in this.
Oh, that's heavy, man. I love half of it, and I hate the other part, but the other part I hate is reality. Maybe he needs a fresh start because Curry and Dre are not retiring after this season.
Yeah, I don't I disagree with Legler that the Warriors need Kuminga more than Kuminga needs the Warriors. I think ideally they both could use each other and help one another. But I think we're seeing the end. It feels like. But every time I think that, I also think, well, they're not giving them away for nothing.
Yeah, and there you go.
And
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's where all hell would break loose if that were to happen.
Well, I don't know if all hell would break loose if that were to happen, or if they re-sign him only to trade him and he's not really into being here. Like, as bad as it sounds, and they're not going to let him walk for nothing. I would be shocked unless that opened up the $14 million non-taxpayer non-taxpayer exception, and they have another player in mind. But I don't think they're just going to let him go for nothing. That's not really their MO. Let's go to Marvin. Marvin's in San Francisco. Hey, Marvin, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. I love your discussion. You know, this is just a little extra thing. What exactly did Jordan Poole say that caused Draymond to do what he did? I've never heard what he said, but I noticed the reaction of the other players at that time was that, you know, maybe Poole whipped off a little too much about two personal things or something. Anyway, I've never heard that. I don't know if you guys know. Now, what I wanted to say was, when Kerr was asked what Kuminga had to do to play more, he said exactly what you just said. He said he has to rebound, take charges, and dive for loose balls. I mean, that's how disconnected Kerr is from what Kuminga's skills are. Mm. And that is why we don't have player development. Our coach refuses to do so. Kerr has ruined the two best drafts we ever had, second pick, seventh pick, and eighth pick. None of those players are making it. Tell me another team that had those three high draft picks that could not develop a player and get him to play. Now, Wiseman, people are calling a bust. He wasn't a bust. He was ruined by Kerr. Kerr never played him, and then it said disparaging things about him. When he'd do something good, Kerr would criticize it or make little of it. So, to me, I think that it's been a case of where we have the wrong coach at the wrong time. I said it before on this station. I'll say it again. They should have hired Mike Brown the year after they won the championship because he can handle young players as well as old players. And he won Coach of the Year the year he went to Sacramento. Yep. So the players that I think they really need now and they could get very cheaply, De'Anthony Melton, who radically changed their offense for the better when he played, and Jerome Wiseman. They need a big. They need a mobile big. He's been in the league for his fifth year now. That's how long it takes for a big to develop. So I think if I'm the Warriors, I'm going to look at him and try and get him from the Pacers.
Yeah,
so,
maybe.
I think if the Warriors got Elgin Baylor, Allen Iverson, and Dr. J, Kerr wouldn't play them because they don't die for loose ball.
I got you, Marvin. Thank you. But he would play them because they're 60, 59, and 49.
Yeah. But why did Poole play? Marvin had some fire, but why did Poole play? Poole was a bucket getter.
Yeah, he emerged. Got too big for his britches. The Warriors traded Monte. This is a great one from the 707, and this is kind of what I mean. The Warriors traded Monte Ellis to give Steph the runway to be able to flourish. David Lee had to get relegated to allow Draymond Green to flourish. You have to let talent flourish, especially given their ability and the team's lack of talent without them.
And J.K. told Slater, he doesn't feel like he's had the opportunity to flourish here.
And
if you agree with that or not.
I mean, maybe David Lee was more willing to allow Draymond Green to take his spot or to emerge than Draymond Green is to allow Kuminga to emerge. And I know the answer would be, well, he said he would go to the bench. Yeah, he did for 3 games or whatever. But it's, by the way, we have Keith Smith coming up in 20 minutes. He contributes to Spotrac, and you can see him on YouTube on the Front Office Show. And he is wonderful with the salary cap and free agency and who may go where and what team could possibly do what. But he'll give us, I think, a good timetable on where the Warriors are with Kuminga.
I got 9 million questions for you all, Stoney, but I'll start with this one, and I'm going to fire off two. As much as I thought I didn't want Horford, I thought it was a done deal. I know it's the 4th of July or the 3rd. What do you think's holding up that, if anything's holding it up? Because I'm looking at Ayton in L.A., and I'm thinking, okay, that's a spot you can't go to. Now I'm thinking to myself, are the Lakers still a player for Horford? Is there a way we couldn't get Horford here? And then about Kuminga, how long do you think this thing can go?
I think it can go for a while. I don't, like, if I'm just being objective right now, my question would be, I would look at it this way. Why would it end today? Now, it might. These things can happen, but if it hasn't happened by now, that means the Warriors either haven't offered Kuminga anything or he doesn't like what they're offered, what they offered. Okay. So now he's got to find somebody. And through 4 days of free agency, they haven't been able to come up with a sign and trade. And so I don't know what the next domino to fall is with Jonathan Kuminga. I just don't. I mean, maybe he just signs the qualifying offer for 1 year, comes back at $7.9 million and says, you know what? I'm going to try to become, I'll be a free agent next year when more people have money. And here's the other thing. We talked all year about how nobody had money and nobody really ever wanted to believe it, but nobody has money except the Brooklyn Nets. They don't want Kuminga and there's no money out there for him.
But
period.
Even if they had the bread, I would just tell Kuminga, you're not worth 30.
Well, it's easy to say.
If that's what he's asking for.
Well, if he's asking for that, then we know why. Maybe nothing's happened because he's asking for 30. I don't know what he's asking for. I don't know what he's been offered. I don't know if other teams have an interest or not. All we're relying on are reports and, some speculation.
If the Warriors miss out on Horford for some reason, and I'm asking you, Stoney, you're telling me TJD would be the starting center for the Warriors going into this?
Or Post started for sometimes last year. Well, he just did.
Yeah, and I know he told QP3 told us he'll be in the lab trying to get stronger. But I say that to say, Stoney, I'm talking about low post presence. But, man, you would be thin down there in regard to doing what I still think is part of the game, the old school center, you know, things.
888-957-9570 is the number. Why haven't the Warriors been able to develop a player good enough to hand the reins to after Steph and Draymond are gone? Why do they only have young role players, and the one player who people think might be more than a role player is the player who apparently doesn't fit the system?
Damn, I hate that. I just hate that notion, Stoney.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.